Thank you for standing by and welcome to the MMG Limited second quarter production report. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Jarrod Eaton, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to MMG's quarterly production report teleconference. This report and today's discussion cover the operational performance of MMG sites for the second quarter of 2023. Joining us today are MMG Interim CEO, Mr. Li Liangang, and CFO, Mr. Ross Carroll, together with other ExCo members. I will now hand over to Liangang, who will discuss the highlights in the report before we provide an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Jarrod. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to MMG's 2023 second quarter production report teleconference. As always, at MMG, with our first value is safety. Our total recordable injury frequency rate for the second quarter is one per million hours worked. This represents a decrease on the full year 2022 TRIF of 1.25. Let's now turn to our production performance for the second quarter of 2023. During the quarter, we provided approximately 93,000 tons of copper and 50,000 tons of zinc. We are pleased to report that we achieved increased production at each of our operations compared to the first quarter of 2023. Las Bambas copper production in the second quarter was 81,000 tons, representing a 153% increase on the same period last year. After resuming mining activities in March, Las Bambas has remained at full capacity with uninterrupted operations. During the quarter, various operational improvements, including optimization of the third ball mill, have resulted in ore mill throughput reaching 13.6 million tons, the strongest quarter since 2019, and the second highest quarter in the operation's history. In the second quarter, the state of emergency implemented by the government of Peru and in place throughout the quarter has allowed for stability along the southern corridor. With the stability, Las Bambas concentrate transportation has remained uninterrupted since the removal of roadblocks in March. Pleasingly, we achieved record high sales of around 470,000 tons of copper concentrate in the second quarter, with around 43% of sales revenue contributed by drawdown of stockpiles. The reduction in stockpiles for the first half of 2023 is around 70,000 tons of copper concentrate. When combined with movements in ore inventory, we expect an associated stock movement cost of around $157 million to be recognized in our interim accounts. Now turning to an update on community dialogue. We resumed a formal dialogue process with the Ferrobamba community in April, and discussions are progressing. MMG remains committed to working closely with the government of Peru and community members with the aim of ensuring transparent and constructive dialogue. Discussions with the Huancuire community were delayed due to the resignation of the president of the community on the 12th of June. The community has elected a new community president on the 15th of June, and the appointment was registered at the public registry on the 6th of July. The Huancuire community has formed a new negotiating commission for the dialogue with Las Bambas, with the first meeting held on the 17th of July. Las Bambas is a significant contributor to the local, regional, and national economies in Peru. Our aim with these communities, together with others along the Southern Road Corridor, is to strengthen relationships and link the long-term sustainable development of our host communities with that of Las Bambas. We are optimistic that more enduring agreements for the continued development of Las Bambas can be reached. Now turning to the Las Bambas outlook for 2023. In line with prior guidance, we expect Las Bambas copper production to be in the range of 265,000 tons and 305,000 tons, subject to continuous supply, people, and logistics access to the site. We are hopeful to be able to commence the development of the Chalcobamba deposit before the end of 2023. Moving to Kinsevere, in the first quarter, Kinsevere's copper cathode production decreased by 7% to around 11,000 tons compared to the same period in 2022. This was mainly due to lower ore mill throughput caused by unstable power supply from the national grid and a plant shutdown for the installation of the cobalt plant. However, a higher ore feed grade and improved recovery rate resulting from an increased supply of higher grade third-party ore partly offset the lower mill throughput. The Kinsevere team progressed preparatory work at Safari Stupid in the second quarter. We expect that buying out from Socrates 2 will start to be transported to Kinsevere main site in the second half of the year. I'm happy to report that construction progress of our Kinsevere expansion project is on track. During the second quarter, we completed the majority of the structural and mechanical installation for the cobalt plant. Civil work continued for the construction of the concentrator and commenced for the roaster and acid plant. We expect the first cobalt production in 2023 and the first copper cathode from sulfides in 2024. The Kinsevere expansion project is expected to extend the mine life to 2035 and take annual production up to 100,000 tons of copper equivalent production once we reach full ramp up in 2025. As for prior guidance, the expectation of copper production in 2023 remains between 40,000 and 48,000 tons. However, we expect C1 cost to increase to between $3.50 and $3.35 per pound, from the prior guidance of between $2.50 and $2.80 per pound. This was driven by a lower than expected cobalt price, reduced ore mill volumes caused by unstable power supply, and increased reliance on third-party ore to offset the reduced oxide ore mined. I'm now moving on to our Australian operations, Dugald River and Rosebery. At Dugald River, we produced approximately 36,000 tons of zinc in the second quarter, which is a 12% increase. Which is a 12% decrease compared to the same period last year. The mine has been prioritizing the safe ramp up of operations since restarting in late March after a 34-day suspension due to a fatal incident in February, with full rates of mining and processing achieved in May. The zinc production was also impacted by lower mining grades due to the mining sequence and work area accessibility. However, the processing team achieved a record high quarterly recovery rate of 90.9% by driving incremental improvements through various optimization initiatives. The safe and successful ramp-up of operations at Dugald River have allowed the mine's full-year production guidance to remain unchanged from last revision, with an expected rate range of between 135,000 and 150,000 tons. And C1 cost is expected to be in the range of $1.05 and $1.20 per pound. At Rosebery, zinc production of approximately 13,000 tons and lead production of around 5,000 tons were 13% and 12% higher than in the same period last year, respectively. During the second quarter, mined and milled volumes recovered from lost production time in the first quarter related to the bushfires. Workforce availability also improved, supporting more stable production. Milled ore grades from both zinc and byproducts were also higher, largely due to mining sequence and a higher contribution from remnant stopes. In line with prior guidance, we expect Rosebery to produce between 55,000 and 65,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate in 2023. However, due to higher byproduct grades and strong precious metals prices, C1 cost is expected to be at the lower of prior guidance of $0.35 and $0.50 per pound. We are now happy to take your questions. I'll now hand over to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the headset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Lawrence Lai from BOCI. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for taking my question. I have actually two questions about Las Bambas. First of all, we have a very strong quarter for Las Bambas in terms of production. Now, I would like to know that if we cannot start the development of Chalco Bamba before the end of this year, what kind of production will be for the full year? Can the strong performance continue in the next two quarters, even without Chalco Bamba? This is my first question. Second, in the presentation, Mr. Lee talked about the extension of state of emergency on the Southern Corridor. So it will expire next month. So what will happen by then? Can the government continue to extend the state of emergency without limit? Thank you.
Hi, Lawrence. It's Ross calling, and thanks for the questions. Firstly, with our production guidance, and if there is no Chalcobamba and we're able to operate continuously for the rest of the year, we should be looking at total volume of around about 300,000 tonnes. So that's with no Chalcobamba. So, so obviously it's a little bit hard to predict because we've got the impact of when Chalcobamba gets approved and also the fact of whether we get have roadblocks or major sort of civil disturbances again. So basically, if we can produce uninterrupted for the rest of the year and with no Chalcobamba, it should be around about 300,000 tonnes. And then I think with your second question regarding the state of emergency, it's been renewed till the middle of August, and I think the Minister of Energy and Mines has come out and said openly that the government will continue to utilise the army and the police to protect the haul road or keep the haul road open. So I think our reading of that is that obviously with all the social disruption earlier in the year, that had an effect not only on the individual companies but also Peru as a whole. So certainly it appears that the government is going to continue supporting us and the other mining companies that are impacted.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think largely. Thank you, Ross.
Your next question comes from Chris Shiu from Balyasny Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. My question is regarding Chalcobamba. So your announcement said you remain hopeful that the development can commence by the end of 2023. So how long will it take to come on stream, assuming that it can commence by the end of 2023? And how quickly will that be ramped up to full capacity? Thank you.
Chris, we said it depends a little bit on the weather conditions. And if it's in the wet season, it becomes more difficult because we have to put all the infrastructure, we'll continue building the infrastructure and finishing that. But then if it happens earlier in the year, when it's still dry, we're able to sort of do pre-strip and also the infrastructure construction together or more in concert. Now, the wet season sort of starts in November and goes through to about March. So if we happen to get the approval in the wet season, it would probably take us 3 months to prepare the mine or the pit for production, and then we would start the pre-strip and then the mining after that. So it depends on the season, but you're roughly looking at about 3 months of preparatory work.
And how about the ramp up to full capacity?
No, so the ramp up to full capacity, that would take probably 6 to 9 months before we'd be at full capacity.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Jimmy Fang from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. And I'm very happy to see the normal operation of Las Bambas and the inventory keep decreasing. I have a few questions. The first question is regarding the inventory. We know that in the end of first half, there's still a large inventory in the Las Bambas. So do you have any guidance that how many inventory will be reduced each month, assuming no more transportation disruption and the Las Bambas mine run at the current rate? And the second question is regarding the negotiation with Huancuire community. We know that the first meeting with the new president of the community was conducted recently. So what's the feedback? Is there any incoming key timelines for this negotiation and any targets for the outcome? That's my question. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy. I might take question one and then let Troy Hay, who's our head of stakeholder relations and corporate affairs, take question two. At the moment, our inventory is about 170,000 tons of concentrate at site, and that would two things would impact how quickly the inventory comes down. Is firstly, how much we produce, and that depends on the grade, and then obviously how much or how open the roads are. But you're sort of roughly speaking, it'd be 30,000 tonnes of concentrate, which is roughly per month, which would be roughly sort of 10,000 tonnes of metal, or a little bit under 10,000 tonnes of metal per month would be the drawdown.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's Troy here. We're very optimistic with the discussion with Huancuire. The good things I think you can take from this is that we are meeting with the community. We meet again Tuesday today, but there are also a number of informal meetings happening there. So we are able to access, we're talking, we have a schedule and some agreed structures in terms of working groups and a schedule emerging ahead. While we don't have a particular date, I think we're growing in confidence with each meeting that we understand what issues we need to discuss. We have a clear program of meetings, and as I said, it would be absolutely fantastic to be able to get in and start work by the end of the year. And nothing that we're seeing today says that we shouldn't be able to achieve that.
Okay, got it. Very helpful. Thank you. Thank you for the answer.
Your next question comes from Howard Lau from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my questions. So I got a question regarding our unit cost of Las Bambas. So I see that there's some increase of C1 costs this year compared to last year. So what's our expectation going forward with Chacobamba's development and also without Chacobamba's development in terms of the unit cost? Thank you.
So obviously don't have final numbers on this, but sort of talking generally, if we're at that sort of 300,000 tonnes a year, I think you'll find the unit costs will stay relatively where they are. And then if we're able to bring Chalcobamba into production and get the higher grades and therefore increase our production, I suspect you'd then see the costs come down to probably that sort of $1.30 to $1.50 range. But until we sort of know exactly when we've got Chalcobamba, it's quite hard to predict. And as I said, if we stay at 300,000 tonnes, you're probably looking at $1.70 to $1.90. But if we get up to 400 or close to 400 with Chalco, it should drop to in the range of $1.30 to $1.50.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
The next question comes from Enyong Lee from DBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the good production results. I have two questions. So I'm just wondering how long is the operation possible in the Las Bambas without the development of Chacobamba? So I just wondering what's the current reserve in the Las Bambas? So in case you can't succeed to develop the Chacobamba pit, so what is your sustainability of the operation? That is my first question. And the second question, are you considering building an alternative transportation rather than a truck to resolve problem with the community? So I think that when you develop the Chacobambas, you need to have more transportation method and then the way to ship the concentrate. So the conflict with the local community is likely to continue. So if you are wondering if you consider any alternative transportation method to resolve this conflict entirely. That is my question.
Thanks, Yun Yang. Firstly, if we don't get Chalcobamba, we would look at sort of production being in that sort of 200 to 250,000 tonnes a year range over sort of the medium term. Because as the grade drops in Ferrobamba, it'd be difficult for us to maintain it. So, it would sort of and trend down towards that 250 to 200,000 tonne a year mark, which is obviously not optimal. And, just notionally, this is a sort of a 350 to 400,000 tonne mine. So, so that's why Chalcobamba is so important to us. And now, as far as the alternate transport, the only real alternative is potentially building a slurry pipeline. But the issue with that is it's not a short-term fix for us because to build the pipeline, we would need to get land access for the pipeline, and then there's also the construction period. And it'd be very hard to predict how long that would take. But I think, as you can see, with the approval timelines in Peru, it wouldn't be a short exercise. And now, in regard to your question about the additional volume because of Chalcobamba, when Chalcobamba does come into production and we get a full year out of it, it will push us up to that 370 to 400,000 tonnes a year of production. Now, that's well within our means for transport, and we have actually done that much, transported that much before. So we do have enough capacity to include Chalcobamba when it comes into production. But obviously, that can still be subject to roadblocks.
Questions? Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We'll pause for a moment until participants register for a question. As there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to hand the conference back to Mr. Liang Li for his final remarks.
Yeah, thank you everyone for your time again. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to catch up with our investor relations and corporate affairs teams. And thank you again. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.